It is based on astrology as well. I'm going to have to keep moving. I'm going to run out of time. An enchanter is one who uses rituals to accomplish things that cannot be done otherwise or to divine what is unknown. This can be attempts to heal or bless or attempts to harm or curse. Some say certain words in a certain order. Some use scripture verses. Some use special motions of their hands. Brauche, drawing pain, Bauchweizia, laying the baby on your tummy, and all this stuff all comes under that category. It is sometimes called the gift of healing. It is not. And I want to just mention that when the apostles or when Jesus Christ, the New Testament, when someone was healed, they were healed. When you lay a baby on your tummy and you get the baby's tummy ache, you're transferring from one to the other. That's not a gift of healing. That's transferring. And there's a big difference. Number five, a witch. This is a sorcerer of any kind in the Hebrew, any man or woman with powers not of God. The ability of doing good or evil through means other than following the natural laws, which anybody could do, or means ordained of God. And James talks about prayer and anointing with oil. Powers of enchantment, we just talked about an enchanter. The ability to practice magic, not sleight of hand, there's a difference there. Ability to cast spells, ability to read another's mind, ability to alleviate pain or sickness, ability to charge objects with special powers, ability to do or divine through special objects. A witch is definitely very powerful. And it's not something that a person should take on their own. And a person doesn't start off there. We start opening the door a little bit here and a little bit there, and we start getting involved in deeper and deeper and deeper. A charmer, one who uses spells or charms, whether it's good luck charms, hex signs, special rings, pendulums, pyramids. Today, charmers often explain it away as having special body magnetism or electricity. Consulter with familiar spirits is one who seeks counsel from the spirit world. Today, people use drugs, meditation, sleep, hypnosis to induce trances, dreams, and altered states of consciousness to gain insight for life. A wizard means a knowing one, refers to one who uses objects to divine or to gain information. And a necromancer is one who seeks counsel or makes contact with the dead. Today, we actually call it a seance. And we may say that those things don't happen around here either. They do. In fact, more and more people that are dealing with grief when a loved one dies are starting to do seances in order to communicate with the dead. And they have no idea it's wrong. I had a lady sitting in my office one day, and we were talking about this stuff, and she looks at me and she goes, "Yeah, but I talked to my husband's first wife, and I've talked to my dad, and I've..." She had a whole list of people she talks to, people that have been dead for years. And she looks at me and she goes, "And this is wrong?" There's another thing that I'm going to mention here, because I'm talking about it. This is a game that gets played. The game's called Bloody Mary. I used to find this one in people that when they were children, they went to a public school, because it used to be practiced. It's practiced there. But I'm going to tell you today that just because your children don't go to a public school, they're not safe. Because I am starting to find it in the Christian schools. It's a game. People will refer to it as it's really scary, it's kind of freaky, it gives you a thrill, and it's, it's kind of scary. It is a form of a seance. Now I'm going to share with you a little bit what it is, but I plead with you, don't try it. But I'm only going to tell you what it is so you know what I'm talking about, that if you run into it, you know what to do. In fact, somebody explained it to our daughter, and our oldest daughter, and she gets quite involved when somebody explains something to her. And she freaked out. They didn't try it. They didn't practice it. This other girl just told her about it. And we were on our way home, and she said, "Dad, I need to talk to you." I said, "Okay, that's fine. We'll talk." I said, "We'll put the other two to bed, and then we can talk." And she said, "Okay." I did say, "You can talk on the way home." She said, "No, I can't." After we got back to the house, I said, "Why don't you go get ready for bed and go brush your teeth and use the bathroom, and then while we put the others to bed?" And she goes, "Nick, Dad, I can't." She probably stayed within a foot or two the whole time. After we started talking, she said, "Dad, I don't know what it is. I don't remember the name." So she started describing what this girl described to her. And I said, "It's Bloody Mary, isn't it?" And she said, "Yes, Dad, that's it." We worked for almost an hour with her before she could go to bed. And she did go to bed and was able to sleep peacefully.